Toast.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put that a little bit closer. So you want to be about that sort of distance from it. That's kind of good. You're not even looking at me. Is that all right, Helen? Is it okay? Brilliant.
Don't need the headphones, yeah.
You don't need the headphones. I'm gonna have it on just because I kind of like to hear sort of what it sounds. I can hear if you're a little bit too off mic or anything like that. I'm gonna turn this news off because I don't want to watch the telly. Oh, are we recording? Okay, fine, lovely. So, what I'm going to get you to do is to do this sketch, but I wouldn't mind getting you to do some other bits and pieces, including a little bit of singing. Okay. I've got an idea for a thing called The Thoughts of Verinda, and it's just you just talk about what you want, like global warming or prisons or Pete Doherty or Amy Winehouse or, you know, anything like that.
Okay.
And then, you know, we'll do whatever. What do you want to do first?
I'll do this first.
You want to do this first? Yeah. Okay. No, I didn't touch it. It's like the old days, no.
So if I mess up or something, could you do it again?
No. Oh, have you? Did you touch the heating in there, Helen wants to know?
No.
He can't hear you. Have you?
No.
Yeah, if we mess up, we can do it. You know, we need to be out of this studio by about 25 past. We can do it all in that time, I reckon.
All right.
10 past, is it? Oh, okay. Okay, if we need to, we can go into that studio when John's finished, can't we? Okay, right, so we've got to be here. Okay, well, that's fine. Well, then let's rattle through it. Right. Okay. Okay, you ready? Right. You don't have to be around for this, Helen, if you don't want. I'm a little bit embarrassed. Okay, well, have you got a good level? No, I won't be a waste of time, but have you... Vinny, okay. I'm a bit. I've written a sketch where me and Verinda are lovers. Is what I'm trying to say. Okay. Hello, darling. I'm home and alive. What a day I had today. Absolutely awful. The car broke down on the way to work. That's going to cost me a few hundred quid to get fixed. And when I finally did get to work, I was told my figures aren't that good and I've got to start making an effort. And to cap it all off, I think I've broken my right hand trying to finger a monkey. Jesus, what a shitter. Anyways, how are you, baby?
I'm fine, love. Why don't you sit yourself down and make yourself a nice cup of tea? Dinner's almost ready. I've knocked up a nice casserole.
Thanks, baby. I am starving. I haven't eaten all day. That thing with the monkey totally put me off my lunch. The little bugger wouldn't stay still. Struggling and struggling. In the end, I had to snap its neck off. It was the only way I was getting up there.
Darling, I'm afraid I have something to tell you. Something that I think might make you a little upset.
Oh, really? What's that, Sugarpunk?
Well, we've been living together for 3 years now, haven't we?
Yeah, what of it?
Well... We'll be living together and having an active sexual relationship for 3 years, haven't we?
Don't quite know where this is going, but yes, we have.
In fact, we had a civil partnership, a gay wedding, if you will.
Do that line again.
In fact, we had a civil partnership, a gay wedding, if you will, didn't we?
Yes, and it was a marvellous day, a real public celebration of our love. And so good that our parents forgave us and decided to come along as well.
Okay, well, here's the rub. I'm not gay.
Mm-hmm.
It just dawned on me today, as I was getting dressed, that I'm not homosexual. I find the male body repulsive. The dingle dangle, the buttocks, the perineum, the helmet, the chap's eye, the scrotum, the arse crack, the chest, the face, all that just really doesn't do it for me.
I'm not sure I get your point, Vinny.
Ian, I'm not a heterosexual. Oh.
Go on, do it again. I'll give it. I'm not sure I get your point, Vinny.
Ian, I'm a heterosexual. I love girls. I like boobs, their bums, their nipples, their girly flangs, their sweet faces, their necks, their hands, their eyes, the way they giggle, the way they get scared watching spooky films, the clothes they wear, the short skirts, the perfume, the way they walk, their voices, everything about them. Ian, I'm not gay.
So, what are you trying to say?
What do you mean? What I'm trying to say.
What do you mean, what am I trying to say?
What do you mean, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say I'm not gay. I want this relationship to end.
No, still not getting it.
Oi, you fuck.
God, he did.
You're
a fucking idiot.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Do it again. Wait a minute. And...
Oh, you fucking idiot. It's over between us.
Do it again. You're doing it well. Just go, oh, you're a fucking idiot. It's over between us.
Oh, you're a fucking idiot. It's over between us. I found a girl. I'm moving in with her. I'm off.
Can you do it one more time? Sorry, because I think I spoke at the start. So,
You're a fucking idiot. It's over between us. I found a girl and I'm moving in with her. I'm off.
Oh, dear. I'm very upsetting. I love Verinder and now he's gone. What do I do now? Oh, God. What a nightmare. What an absolutely horrible nightmare. Jesus Christ, how fucking sick is that? My head is so screwed. How on earth could I even imagine something like that? Man alive, I'm so messed up. Thank God it was just a dream, though. Hey, honey, wake up. You'll never believe the dream I just had.
Oh, shut up, love. Go back to sleep. Tell me in the morning.
Sorry, baby. Can I snuggle up to you?
Of course, but do it quietly.
Do that last line one more time.
Of course, but do it quietly.
It sounds brilliant. Okay.
I fucked up a bit.
No, it's great though. I'll cut the bits out and it'll sound fine. I'll put some music under it or something so it'll sound fine. Okay, I'm going to record a little thing now. Let's turn this up so you can hear it. So, give us 30 seconds, a minute.
Okay.
And I know I'm putting you on the spot, but this is what I think you do best.
Okay.
And now it's time for Vinny's thoughts. This week, Vinny thinks about Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Amy Winehouse, yeah. She's a singer, isn't it? I don't like her because of her hair. I think she takes drugs. But I can't say she does take drugs, but because she might sue me, innit? And I don't really like any of her songs, except for that Rehab one. I think she's talking about herself. And I just don't really like her. I prefer Lily Allen. I don't really like her either. But Amy Winehouse, I think she's the most overrated musician since the Rolling Stones. And I just don't like her. And the way she wears that makeup thing goes over her eyes. I saw her in the newspaper today and she was all bruised up. I think I'm not the only one who hates her. People.
That's brilliant. This is brilliant. It may not sound funny to you, but this is sounding brilliant. Okay, I'm going to do another. And now it's time for Verinder's thoughts. This week, Verinder thinks about prisons.
The thing about prison is, it ain't all that. I've been there, innit? When I was about 15, I punched my teacher. It's probably better than actual life itself, because you can play your PlayStation, the pool, you can go to the gym and pick out the weights. And it's not really a punishment. It's actually a... enjoyment, actually. It's more like a holiday camp rather than an actual prison. I think TV shows, all those things, just, you know, I don't know really, but I can't explain what it is, but...
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Alex, just give us the thumbs up when you want us to go. Is that right? Just as soon as you want us to go, then go. Because we're all right. Nice one. Cheers. Okay. All right. Nice one. Okay. It's only Lady Alex. Don't worry. Okay. He's on our side. Now it's time for Verinder's thoughts. This week, Verinder thinks about Gordon Brown.
Yeah, Gordon Brown. Yeah, he's that Scottish one, isn't he? Yeah, I don't get him. Yeah, he's quite boring the way he talks. I prefer Tony Blair. All these people moaning about him. about Tony Blair, and now this someone even worse comes along, and they ain't even saying anything bad about him. I mean, when was the last time you heard him say a decent sentence? I mean, he can't. I think he's the most boringest person ever. He has got no personality. He's got no charisma, and he shouldn't be even an MP, let alone a Prime Minister. I think it should go to someone like a David Cameron. At least he knows what to say, even though most of it is probably crap anyway. And to tell you the truth, all Prime Ministers are quite awful, but Gordon Brown, he's just terrible. He's like the worst of a lot. I think he should finish his term and go back home and never come out.
This is all brilliant. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about Pete Doherty.
Pete Doherty. I don't get him, yeah. He's got a fit girl, yeah. Kate, what's her name? Kate Moss, yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's got a fit girl, and he's got all this money, and he still takes drugs. And I think he's a bit stupid. I don't know why Pete. I don't even know what songs he sings. What number did he come in the last time he released his released a song? He was in a band called Baby Shambles or something. I never even heard of them until Pete Doherty came onto the news. He's been beaten up a few times, I think, and he's quite rude. And I think people should stop liking him, stop buying his records, and let him live, or however he wants to live it. So he probably end up dying anyway.
It's pretty okay. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about immigration.
Immigration, yeah, it's a pretty good thing, isn't it? Because those people who can't find jobs in their own country can go to somewhere else and take other people's jobs. Those lazy people sit at home on the dole. Those sort of people. At least people moan about immigrants, but at least they're not lazy like many people in Britain. I mean, Britain, sorry.
Did you pronounce Britain wrong?
Yeah, purposely.
Britain! I'm calling it Britain from now on.
That's American way, isn't it?
I don't think it is. Let me think of another one. Okay. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, got your name wrong. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about the England football team. No, sorry, ignore that. Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about David Beckham.
Yeah, I used to like David Beckham when he was playing for Man United, even though I don't like Man United. I think he's a good footballer, but I think his showbiz lifestyle is a bit too much, and I think he should be recognised as a footballer, not as a celebrity. And and his wife Victoria Beckham should appreciate David Beckham, because she wouldn't be as famous as she is right now if it wasn't for him. David Beckham is not recognised for his football talents, but he's recognised by his haircut, and I don't see what's the point of that. He should just carry on playing football until he retires, and then do whatever he wants. And If there's too many paparazzi taking his photos, that might kill him one day, just like what happened to Diana all those years ago. Yeah, that's it.
Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. Now it's time for Verinda's Thought. What have I been calling it? Verinda's Thoughts?
Verinda Thinks.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now it's time for Verinda Thinks. This week, Verinda thinks about the gays.
The gays? Yeah. The gays... well, the thing is, yeah, I've got nothing... against them, but... when they start chatting you up here, it's a bit too much for me. The thing is, all right, I can understand you being gay, but I'm not gay. You know what I'm saying? So leave me alone. But they still won't give up. They will still carry on chatting you up. And when you start complaining, they say he was chatting me up or something like that. And they lie a lot, don't they? And I think there's a lot of other gay people who pretend to be gay just to be attention seeking, and in particular women, lesbians. I don't think there are that many lesbians in the world. I think most of them are fake, and they just want to make their ex-boyfriends or something like that jealous. But if you're gay, you know, if that makes you happy, then fair enough. I've got nothing against it. Although many religions have things against gay people. I don't know why. I'm not really that religious anyway, so don't worry. I'm not homophobic or anything, but. I just ain't got any gay friends, that's all. So I don't understand how they think. I think. That's it.
Well, I think we've got time to do one more before they chuck us out, right? These are brilliant, man. These are so funny. Have we got time for one more? Do you want us out? You want us out? All right, lovely. All right, let's get out.